Good morning. Welcome to one of our newest programs here at Supply Chain Now, The Business Buzz. This is Scott Luton, your host. Being that this is the first episode, let me share a few ground rules. So we found the Supply Chain Buzz to be so popular with our community, our team has received a good deal of feedback that they wanted a straight news show, but brief and to the point, with a couple of hot takes thrown in. So we're listening to our community and to the voice of the customer, and giving the people what they want, but with a broader scope. We'll be sharing key news stories from across supply chain and the business world each week on Supply Chain Now via the Business Buzz in about 10 minutes or less. So we're still looking at the day of the week that we'll be dropping this show into the editorial calendar, but hey, we're starting with Fridays for now. So welcome to the Business Buzz. Let's get down to business. In story number one for today, FedEx has announced new surcharges beginning in February. New fees are to hit FedEx Express and domestic residential ground shipments. Company says elevated volume due to the pandemic is behind the new rates. According to Matt Leonard over at Supply Chain Dive, the shippers that had a weekly average volume of 30,000 packages between January 3rd and 31st will be impacted. And the fee will take effect February 15th. And of course, it'll apply until further notice. Story number two today via the Associated Press. U.S. unemployment claims declined by 900,000 in the week that ended January 15th. The Labor Department says 5.1 million Americans are continuing to receive jobless benefits, down from 5.2 million the previous week. The AP story quotes Daniel Zhao, senior economist at Glassdoor, as stating, quote, unemployment claims continue to show a job market unable to progress further as long as COVID-19 remains in the driver's seat. While the vaccine offers a light at the end of the tunnel, we're still far away from a complete reopening of the economy that could drive rehiring and stem further layoffs, end quote. Story number three, a mystery no more. Alibaba's co-founder and billionaire Jack Ma finally has surfaced or resurfaced after 3 months of being nowhere to be found. On Wednesday, January 20th, he appeared to address about 100 rural school teachers in China. It was his first appearance in public since October 24th, which happens to be the same day that Ma made Chinese government regulators very unhappy with comments at a business event in Shanghai. Story number four, as reported by Emma Cosgrove over at Supply Chain Dive, Bed Bath & Beyond is changing its approach to supply chain. Currently, about 30 cross-docks are utilized in their model. Cross-docks, as defined by UPS.com, are basically a fairly simple facility that are used for moving goods directly from one transport vehicle to another. Instead, Bed Bath & Beyond will be using distribution centers run by outside parties that will help the company reduce the days the stores have to wait for replenishment orders from 35 days to 10 days. Supply Chain Now's Greg White offers his take here, saying, quote, it's a bold move to make the changes they are at any time, but particularly in a time of transition and fragility. It speaks to their vision and commitment to resurrect this once powerful retailer. Their recognition of their strengths, merchandising, product marketing, and consumer proximity, along with their acknowledgement of their weaknesses, which supply chain design and execution, is a model that will serve them well. More retailers should be this introspective and focus on their gifts while outsourcing their challenges. I believe this is the key to enabling the success of many current retailers, end quote. Well said, Greg, and be sure to check out our Tequila Sunrise offering wherever you get your podcast from. In story number five, workers at an Amazon warehouse in Alabama will be voting on whether or not to form a union. About 6,000 workers will begin voting by mail on February 8th as to whether or not to join the Retail, Wholesale, and Department Store Union. It'd be Amazon's first union in the company's U.S. history. The last union vote in the U.S. at Amazon took place in 2014 in Delaware. Story number six, in a move that is expected to cost the automaker over $600 million, Ford is recalling 3 million older vehicles due to problems with airbag inflators. The vehicles impacted are from model years that range from 2006 to 2012, and they include the popular Ford Ranger, Ford Fusion, Ford Edge, and other models. And in our final story, number 7 today, according to a story in the Wall Street Journal, medical gear and PPE manufacturers are being protected from antitrust charges, all while they are sharing production information and actively cooperating and collaborating. In fact, in some cases, the Federal Emergency Management Agency is even helping the companies work better together. FEMA brought together major N95 manufacturers, distributors, and buyers a few weeks ago, for example, all in an effort to better coordinate production and distribution of medical-grade face masks, which were one critical product whose supply has dwindled at times over the last 12 months in the U.S. Kelly Barner, owner of Buyer's Meeting Point and host of Supply Chain Now's Dial P for Procurement, offered her take on this story, saying, quote, "We all love hearing stories about companies working together to advance the greater good, and it makes sense that they have given these 60 companies antitrust protection. What I find really interesting is thinking about what else might be shared, intentionally or otherwise, in these meetings. The overt reason for collaborating is improving production, distribution, and pricing in the mask supply chain. But no strategic effort is strictly limited in terms of its scope. There may be new innovations or alliances, or who knows what else that might come out of these meetings," end quote. I like how you think, Kelly. And be sure to check out Art of Procurement, the podcast, wherever you get your podcast from. Hey, one final thing here on the first episode of the Business Buzz on Supply Chain Now. We've got new leadership here in the United States. The Biden-Harris administration was sworn in just a couple days ago. And of course, Kamala Harris made history as the first woman, the first black, and the first South Asian American to serve as U.S. Vice President. Incredible, historic times that we live in. Hey, and during these very trying and divisive times, our Supply Chain Now team wishes the new administration all the very best in moving the country forward. All right, that's going to do it for the Business Buzz first episode. Let us know what you think. Shoot us a note to Amanda@supplychainnow.com. This is Scott Luton, and on behalf of our entire team here at Supply Chain Now, we wish each of you a wonderful weekend. Hey, do good, give forward, and be the change that's needed. And on that note, we'll see you next time here on the Business Buzz. Thanks, everybody.